talk about looks like the transmission of base. Slow is a base processing. There are three types of base of crop. Hakarish is a cap, but the first type of base of crop is a field that has a grape that was plowed over. This is the type of base of crop that we've been discussing until now. And the mission will concentrate on this type of base of crop. The other types of base of crop will be discussed in the following Mishnahs. The Dinit, Nitas call Netza, Ben and Israel call Zera, Chut Mizera Hanixo. You can plant any type of tree you want in a base of crops. As we're not concerned that maybe there's a tumor underneath the tree, as you do not rip the tree out from its root. But you cannot plant any type of seed crop in a base of crops. The seed crop, since it's generally ripped out by its roots when you're ready to harvest it. Maybe there's a small bone underneath it, and when you rip it out from its root, you'll bring up the small bone with it. With the exception of a type of seed crop that's harvested, not ripped out by its root. Such a seed crop, you are allowed to grow in a base of crops, and since you don't rip it out from its root, we're not afraid that you'll bring up a small bone from a maize. Vim akru. Now, if you went ahead and planted a zera hanixar, and instead of harvesting it in the normal way, you went ahead and ripped it out from its roots. So now we're afraid there's a small bone from a maize mixed in with the crop. Tzobre es gorno l'toychoi u'koivroi b'shtei kvaro diber Rabbi Meir. You have to heat the entire crop in your field. You shouldn't bring the crop into your house before you thresh it. And since we're afraid that maybe there's a bone from a maize mixed in with the crop, we don't want you to spread the tumor into the house. So therefore, you heat the grain in your field. And you sift it with two sieves, according to Rabbi Meir. After you thresh the crop, you sift it with two sieves in order to ensure that if there's a bone mixed in, it got sifted out. The Chacham Maimrim had four b'shtei kvaros, b'kitniyos b'shalosh kvaros. The Chacham agrees with Rabbi Meir that if you're sifting tfuah, one of the five types of grain, wheat, barley, rye, oats, or spelt, then it would be enough if you sifted it with two sieves. But if you're sifting kitniyos, beans, or peas, then it would not be enough to sift it with two sieves. You'd have to sift it with three sieves. There's a lot more dirt gets mixed in with kitniyos, so therefore sifting it with two sieves is not enough. And after you sift the tfuah, or the kitniyos, they would be tar. But even though there might have been a bone mixed in originally with them, but since they were not yet mukshar, they didn't come into contact with one of the seven liquids, so they're not yet mekabel tuma. Any straw or stubble you must burn right there in your field. And maybe there's a bone from a maize mixed in with a straw or stubble, and it's very difficult to sift straw or stubble, so instead, you should burn it right there in your field. Umitame b'mago v'masa v'eino mitame b'oil. Dirt from a base of crops is mitame by touching or by carrying. If you touch the dirt from a base of crops, or you carry a cloud of dirt from the base of crops, you would become tame. As maybe there's a small bone from a maize mixed in with the dirt. But it would not be mitame b'oil. If you take a cloud of earth from a base of crops, underneath the same roof of the person or kalim would not become tame b'oil. The reason being, that which a chachamim were mitame base of crops is because they were afraid that maybe a small bone the size of a barley kernel got dragged along with the plow. And a small bone the size of a barley kernel is not mitame b'oil, it's only mitame b'mago v'masa, so therefore when the chachamim were gezer that a base of crops is mitame, it gave it the same din as a small bone from a mace, which is mitame by touching or by carrying, but not b'oil. This mission discusses the second type of base of props. We mentioned in the previous mission there are three types of base of props. A field which had a grave in it, and we don't know where that grave is located. We no longer can remember where exactly in that field is a grave. The entire field is tummy. As wherever you go in that field, you might be walking on a grave. The din is, Nizraz called Zera. Vena Nitaz called Nesta. You can plant any type of seed crop in this type of base of props, but you can't plant any type of tree. Not only are you not allowed to plant trees in this type of base of products, but even if you had trees growing there before it became a base of products, you cannot leave those trees there. You have to uproot those trees and get rid of them. With the exception of barren trees that do not produce fruit, those type of trees you're allowed to keep in this type of base of products. And this type of base of products has the opposite din of the base of products that we discussed in the previous mission. In this case, you are allowed to plant seed crop. The reason being, that since the roots of the seed crop do not go far down into the earth, we're not afraid that the roots will penetrate the cavern that's lost in this field. And when you uproot the crops and you harvest them, we're not afraid that a bone from a maize will come up with them. Since the grave is intact, there's no chance at all any type of bone is loose in this field. As opposed to when you plant trees, since the roots of the tree go far down into the ground, we're afraid that the roots will penetrate the cavern. Since we don't know where this cavern is, maybe you're planting the tree directly above the cavern. So you're not allowed to plant any type of tree at all. And not only can you plant trees in this field, but if you have fruit trees already in this field, you have to uproot them. The reason being, and then when there are fruit trees in a field, a lot of people want to come in and pick fruit. Anybody who walks into this field will become tummy. At this type of basic process, not only the Mitame Magava Masa, but also Mitame Ba'oil. Anybody who walks in this field will become tummy. So in order to stop people from coming into the field, the Chachamim said you cannot have fruit trees in this field at all. But trees that are not fruit trees that were already planted there before it became a basic process, this type of trees you're allowed to leave in this basic process. Umitame Bamaga Uvamasa Uva Oil. This type of basic process, not only is a Mitame Bamaga Uvamasa by touching the earth or by carrying a cloud of earth, it's also Mitame Ba'oil. The reason being that in this case, since there's a kever that's intact in this field, anybody who walks over a kever becomes Tame Ba'oil. So anybody who walks to this field at all, maybe he's walking over a kever, so he immediately becomes Tame Ba'oil. And so too, if you take a cloud of earth from this field, and you put that cloud of earth under the same roof as a person, or kalon, the person or kalon will become tamei be'oil.